Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going live to Houston again, and this time checking in with Michael Storm, who's helping us out this morning. Michael, riding out the storm, and how have you been impacted by Harvey, Michael?
Hey, good morning. Well, it's going on about day four, and we've been flooded in. Our house is dry, and we still have power, thankfully. All the roads around us are flooded, so we cannot go anywhere.
Hey, can't go anywhere. Have you been able to see some of the people who are out on the streets, basically in boats on the streets, trying to help out some people who are literally trapped inside their homes in waist-deep water?
We've seen a little bit of that. We live a little further out than some of those neighborhoods you're probably seeing on television. We live between a couple of creeks, and we've gone down to see them. And, yes, we've seen people trying to get across because of various reasons they need to get across. And, yeah, they're launching boats and going across and doing all that stuff. But it's the rain is unbelievable. Just the amount we've had, and I've lived here my whole life, and I'm 48. Never ever seen this.
Wow. Now, is it supposed to get worse there before it gets better, or are you seeing the worst right now?
That's a good question. I think the rain is starting to subside here in the next day. The bigger issue, I think, is going to be, which normally it would be getting better. However, they're releasing water from these dams and reservoirs, which is going to flood certain people, unfortunately. So even though, yes, it should be getting better, that's going to make it worse.
You know, I have to wonder how much your mind is on what's to come in the next months and probably even years as far as dealing with the damage left behind from this hurricane, the flood damage, and whether it's apartments, cars, things like that. Are you worried about that yet, or is it simply now just about getting through what's there?
I think what everybody wants to do right now is just get this storm out of here and let some water drain off, and let's see what the result really truly is, because water is still around so much that you can't even truly assess it all. I mean, we know it's going to be bad, but it's hard to even get your head around what we're going to deal with as a city until this stuff gets out of here. But yeah, everybody just wants this thing to go away.
Yeah. Now, I mean, schools are closed. Businesses can't be open, right, around you?
No, nothing's open. There were a smattering of places open, but the problem is nobody can, for the most part, people can't get out to get anywhere.
Yeah. What about, like, groceries and stuff?
Some are. There's people maybe that live in an area that wasn't flooded, maybe that store around them, but I think most of them are closed, and the few that have opened, they said the lines have been so long, I don't know that you would get anything anyway.
Is it tough? How exactly are people getting food now if they didn't stock up before the storm?
Well, that's going to be a problem if they're stuck. Like, we went to the store, so we're not having that issue, but if you didn't and you're stuck like us, you would have a problem, a real problem.
Michael, have you heard there's a controversy, it's a national story now, about Pastor Joel Osteen, his mega church in Houston, and his decision to keep the doors closed?
Yeah, we heard that. I've seen it all online. I haven't heard or seen him comment about it. The only thing I saw somebody mention, and I don't even know if it's true, is that, if this was a real reason, it is true that they have a number of underground parking garages in that facility, and that those garages had flooded. So part of the reason they didn't want to do anything was because it was making that building unsafe and unstable, perhaps. So they didn't want to fill it up full of people. But I don't know how legitimate that really is. But yeah, I haven't heard him say, so that was a curious thing, to be sure.
Well, that aside, I would imagine the generosity you're seeing from whether it's businesses, people, just about everybody in that area is astounding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody have come out, and they're going to once this really gets out of here. All the professional sports teams and the owners are starting to donate, and J.J. Watt's got that huge fund going on, and there's a number of people that will come out and take care of things. It's a pretty resilient kind of Houston. I always joke, nobody comes to vacation on Houston or in Houston, really. It's not a destination in that regard. It's a place where people live and work. It's a city for business, and that's what people have that mindset. So when this is all done, it's going to take a while, but people will get things fixed.
Well, we're wishing you the best, Michael. Thanks so much for spending a little time with us. We appreciate it, and we really wish you well.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Sure. Michael Storm, who lives in Houston.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.